Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. We are so glad you are here. Please, no questions about pregnancy, legal questions, mediumship, or health. All readings are for entertainment purposes only. Now here is your sassy, southern and psychic host, Miss Holly. Hello, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, everyone. I'm back. I know it's been a minute. I couldn't stay away, so I have decided to come back on the air with Blog Talk. I want to thank everybody who's already called in. I already have people waiting in line. If you would like to get a one-question reading or a prophetic word, or you want to pray together or pray, have me pray over you, I am more than happy to do that. I am all about prayer and empowering people. So if you want to do that, my phone number at Blog Talk is 563-999-3402. That number again is 563-999-3402. Now we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back. I'm only going to do one more day a week, though, but it's good to be back. How can I help you today?
It's my birthday, and I'm wondering if there's a message for my new year.
Okay. I have just the thing for that, because I have a new toy. Well, I have several new toys. But I have this wonderful deck that is called Nature's Whispers. It's by Angela Hartfield and Josephine Wall, and it has the most gorgeous pictures and messages on it. So let's go ahead and pick a number between 1 and 5 for me, please.
3.
3? Okay. 1, 2, and 3. All right. And can I have your name, please, so I can address you properly?
Lisa.
Lisa. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay. Ooh, we got good cards, Lisa. All righty. So between these three cards and what your spirit guides are telling me, it seems like you have been stuck for a while, repeating the same pattern over and over again. So they're telling me that this year is going to be a big year for you because you pulled breakthrough, celebrate differences, and trust your own understanding. Okay? So some of these patterns that you've been in that have kind of kept you from moving forward, you're going to break through those this year. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. So look for a great big shift soon. I'm thinking in the next 30 days. Okay? And you need to embrace who you are. They're telling me that you don't do that very much, and you are not like everybody else. And Lisa, honey, that's a good thing. Okay? That's a good thing. You are worth celebrating. Okay?
Thank you.
Yo, my pleasure. It's, you know, so celebrate who you are. The differences that you have make you see the world in a different way than most people. And you see things others don't. The downside to that is that it can be negative. It can make you feel negative sometimes. So I want you to start seeing the little miracles in every day because you have the ability to do that.
Thank
okay?
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank and I want you to write them down. Every day you have to write down one miracle.
Okay.
Okay? And then the last one is trust your own understanding. So this uniqueness that you have, it's a good thing. Again, this is a really good thing. So write down what you see and celebrate this uniqueness that you have. Because it's very, very rare, okay? You're very gifted.
Really?
Yes, really. No. I don't know if you've ever listened to my show before, but I am not Miss Pink Ponies and Rainbow Girl. I tell it like it is, all right? So,
thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. So you need to write those things down, and I want you to call me back in a month. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Lisa, call me back
in a
month, and we're going to talk about some of the things that you write down, okay, because I want you to help inspire others to do the same thing. All right?
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sugar Pie. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Gosh, y'all, I forgot how to do all this. Hang on. Okay. So let's all wish Lisa a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa. Happy birthday, Lisa. That's one of the things that I wanted to talk to y'all about today is that we need to understand our own uniqueness, and we also need to understand that we need to start finding the miracles in the everyday, or some people call the magic in the everyday. We're going through some tough times, y'all. I mean, oh my goodness me. So please, let's start looking for the miracles in everyday, okay? Let's go ahead to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Okay. All right. Hanging in there. Doing good.
Okay. I remember you from last year. You used to call in. Did you not?
Yes. Well, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I just have a quick question. Things have gotten better,
right,
but about work, I put in for some food service jobs for schools and places. What, do you see anything coming in?
Let's pull a card and see. Let's play with my new toy. Oh. Well, huh, that's interesting. Okay. This says keep your dreams alive, so I'm going to say yes, that something's going to come along. It's not going to be exactly what you think it is, though. It's actually going to be a better opportunity.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. That should be coming in the middle to end of February. For you.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking for a little sooner than that, but okay.
And you will enjoy
I was looking for like February 7th or 9th, but around there.
That's a possibility. They may be showing me a start date, so which is going to be the middle of the month, middle to the end of the month. So
all
like
right,
the,
that sounds good.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
So it's in the food service still, though, with the ones I applied, because that's what I'm applying for?
Yes. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But you're
okay,
going to be with
and
a
then
great... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, my friend is trying to get me in where she works.
Okay, then that's a good opportunity. Yeah, that's going to... You're going to be happy. So I'm seeing that
all
working
right,
out
yeah.
for you.
Oh, good. And real quick, I'm going on a blind date Friday. I'm talking to the guy for like 2 or 3 weeks over the phone.
I'm showing that you're going to have fun.
Oh, good.
But don't stress about it.
We're just
going to
meet Friday, this Friday, for like a quick dinner because it's supposed to be bad weather and stuff. But we're just going to meet like for an hour, have dinner.
That's good. Enjoy your dinner and have fun. He's a very good conversationalist. He's an interesting guy.
All right. Hopefully we'll
be dating. Enjoy yourself.
All right, good. And hopefully I can start sooner at the food service.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully you will be. But I know I can tell you by the middle of the month, everything's going to be settled with that.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Suzanne. Nice to talk to you again. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, sugar.
Bye-bye.
I got to tell y'all, it is so nice to sit here and I see my friends calling me back from almost a year ago. I'm flattered, y'all. I really, really am. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. You're on the air with
Hello.
Good Golly, Miss Holly. Hi, how are you?
I am fine.
How can I help you today, dear?
I was calling to see I'm in a new relationship, and I was wondering, how do you see that going?
How do I see that going? Well, let's just find out, shall we? Do me a favor.
Yes.
Pick a number between 2 and 4.
2. 2.
Oh, my goodness, you're easy. And what's your name, Shug?
Delphine.
Delphine, I love that name. That's a good old school name. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, well, Delphine. Okay, good. So here's the thing, Delphine. I pulled two cards for you. First one is Clear Out the Old, and the second one is Bountiful Harvest. So you need, your angels are telling me that you need to clear out your preconceived notions and your injuries, your emotional injuries from past relationships. Okay. And allow this relationship to move forward because it's going to be a good relationship for you.
Oh, wow. It's been going good. It's been going well. Mm-hmm.
Good. But you're still holding back a little bit. You're keeping your cards very close to your chest.
Yes. Yes, sometimes.
Well, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I am over the age of 55. So when we get to be of a mature age, as I like to say, we tend to hold our cards closer to our chest, especially with dealing with relationships, because we've been hurt in the past. So in this case, what they're showing me is it's okay to hold your cards close to your chest. Don't get me wrong, okay? But don't put them underneath your blouse, okay, to where you can't get to them. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
So you see this as a good relationship.
I do see it as a good relationship. The only thing that can mess it up is fear.
Okay.
Okay. So, and he's a little fearful too. That's okay. But
yes,
don't be
is.
Too
he's...
fearful to not move forward.
Right.
Okay?
It's going good. It's actually going good. It's going good.
Good. Good, good, good. So enjoy, because it's going to be a good and bountiful harvest for you with this relationship.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I'm looking for a job with more money, a better job. I'm a social worker, and I was wondering, like, when do you see me getting that better job? Because I've updated my resume and everything.
So the thing about it is, with the social workers, they're telling me the hiring process is ridiculously long. But that being said, you will be in demand and you will find something in the next 90 days.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. 3 months. Okay. Something that I'll like and more pay.
Yes. Yeah. I am going to tell you this though. It ain't going to be a cakewalk what you're going to do. But you're kind of used to that.
Right.
But this will be more rewarding for you and less staff headaches. They're telling me that there's there's coworker issues, there's something with jealousy, something like that. You got somebody that's a real doozy there. Woo! Anyway, but that will, the new place that you're going to go to is going to have less drama, a little more money, not tons and tons more money, but a little more money. And also it's going to put you on a path to do training and more supervisory type stuff.
Okay.
Because you're very, very good at that.
Okay.
Did you know
okay.
that? So
I've done it unofficially at my previous job, so I want to, you know, and I just got my license. I'm a licensed social worker, so I want to go to a place where I can become a clinical licensed social worker, so I need to work under somebody that already has it so I can get my hours, so I can take the test and pass. So I need a place where I can grow. Professional growth.
Yes, and that is exactly what you're going to find. But you're going to grow faster than you thought, okay? Because you're going to have to step in to that role very, very quickly. Just so you know.
Okay.
Okay. So it's, to be honest with you, it's going to be kind of training by baptism by fire. Okay, but you will do well. So don't sweat it. You'll do well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was wonderful. Congratulations on getting your license for being a social worker, Delphine. That is awesome. And let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Well, there we go. I'm sorry, y'all. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, of course. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Catherine. Well, how can I help you today, Shug?
Thank you. You're so sweet. Thank you. I was wondering, please, if you see work coming through for me, either my own projects hitting or someone offering me a job.
Yeah, I tell you, when you ask the question, sometimes things will just almost slap me in the face, all right? So when you said that, the first thing that popped into my head is March.
Okay.
Okay, so March, and the beginning of March, things are going to start picking up for you, okay?
Oh, thank God.
I know yeah. It's been tough. I know it's been tough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But March is and it's showing me March in the in green letters, which means money.
Oh, excellent.
Yay! Because I know everybody is needing that these days. But, yeah, March means green. Anytime I see anything in writing with green, it always means money, and it has to do with finances. So, yeah, March.
Oh, glorious. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome
you
so
much.
Not a
thank
problem.
You.
You're welcome. Let me give you a little advice. This is going to sound really kitschy and silly, but believe me, it works, okay?
Uh-huh.
Get a bay leaf. You can buy them at any grocery store and stick it in your wallet. And that's for anybody out there that's looking, that needs more money to come into their lives. Bay leaf in your wallet. It's about,
wow,
I don't know, 300 years old, but it does work.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you know, maybe since you, yeah, I will do that. I was wondering, since you said March, maybe because I've been working on this project that I want to sell to someone named Jared. Do you think that's what's going to happen in March? Because I was waiting till after Mercury to approach him with it.
I'm seeing lots of money fly in, so I'm going to say yes.
Oh, fabulous. Oh, yay.
Yay! So, just hang in there. I know it's tough. I know it's tough, but hang in there because it's going to turn around soon for you. And don't forget
Thank
that
you.
Bay leaf in your wallet, okay?
Oh, definitely, yes. I'll go to the supermarket tomorrow. That's awesome.
Okay. All righty. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Thank you. Do you see any love coming, possibly?
June.
Ooh,
well, you're
easy
today. Bing, bing, bing. You know, usually, sometimes I'm going, I don't know. But no, there's June for you. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Okay. And it's a fun relationship. It can turn into long-term. Okay? But this relationship is to kind of almost like a reward for what you've been going through. Does that make sense?
Wow. Well, yeah, that hit me real hard. Yeah, I felt that when you said that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
to help
amazing.
You unwind and to just, you know, to get the dust off a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Time for you to be a butterfly again.
Oh.
Yeah, it's time for you to be a butterfly again.
Yeah.
Quit hiding
cooped
yourself
up.
So much.
Yeah.
We all, I completely, especially in New York, I know it's really, really tough there, but you're not a wallflower type. You have a lot to offer, and you need to, you know how when butterflies first come out of the chrysalis, their wings are wet?
Mm-hmm.
You need to dry off your wings.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I want to give you a great big hug. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm hugging back, even though, you know, COVID approved, you know, long distance hugs. But yes, hugs back to you too. All right. But but keep thinking about that, butterfly metaphor, because it's very apropos for you.
It's funny. I have these cards with butterflies all over them and stamps, and so yeah, definitely that hits home too.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Butterflies have good lessons for you.
Wow.
Okay. In fact, get yourself a piece of butterfly jewelry.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. Wow, and the bay leaf. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Butterfly jewelry and a bay leaf.
Yes. I love it. Wow. Oh.
Well, you have a super great evening. And
thank you.
Call
thank
me
you.
Back and let me know how things are going, okay?
Thank
I'm here
every Wednesday. All
right.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I love butterflies, especially in this time of year in this season of our lives, actually, because butterflies represent change. And how we can turn out to be something completely different, new, and very, very beautiful with change. So that being said, let's, again, as I talked about earlier, let's try and find the miracles in every day And let's not be afraid to show our butterfly wings. Because if any time right now we need beauty in this world, it's now. Through lecture and sound like everybody's mother. All right, let's see who's next. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hello. Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Maria. How are you?
Fine, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. How can I help you today?
I was thinking as well. I want it. Just a second, I got as well.
Brave. It's okay. It's okay.
I missed that. I apologize. I missed that.
Oh, don't apologize. Listen, it's perfectly fine. Go ahead.
Thank you. I got to receive a settlement. My husband passed away. It's the same thing, you know. They give the company some settlement. You think I'm going to get a sooner?
I cannot do any type of legal anything. Any settlements or anything like that. We're not allowed to even talk about that on the air.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
You see me, I'm going to travel this year to go in Italy to buy property over there near the water?
Yeah, and I do. Now, it's not going to be soon. Okay, you're several months away from that. Probably the end of summer. But, I'm so jealous. So jealous. I love it.
It's about Cefalù?
It's a good trip.
That's in Sicily. You see me to buy a home in Sicily, near the water.
Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Good. That's right. I can buy it. You can come over. I want to buy a bill with the settlement. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we're all going to Maria's Villa in Italy when she buys it. Hopefully, maybe they'll give us a group discount. I love Italy. I really, really like Portofino, and I also like Tuscany. I'm a big Tuscany fan, and I am in Florence. It's just absolutely amazing. If you ever have a chance to go to Italy, it is so worth it. So let's go ahead and go to our next caller. Hi, you're on
Hello.
The Good Golly Miss Holly. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been loving the readings. Yes.
What can I help you with today?
Yes. Casey in New York. I could ask a million things. I'd like to know what is any guidance about my healing and being able to move out of this rut. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life and how to really survive.
Okay.
I need like-minded souls. Apparently, well, I just got a very upsetting text from someone I thought was a friend. And they were not sending the text to me. It came to me by mistake. So
Oops.
I learned a bit about her. Anyway, I'm a little shook up from that, but that just says to me I really need some good people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so can I ask
I don't want to
you
be
a very,
by
very
her.
Nosy question? Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Why aren't you doing what I'm doing?
Well, I would never pretend to do things that I can't do.
Well, you can
I
do
I don't
it,
feel
and
that
and
I have that. So I feel like a scam and not integrity.
No. I can tell. my main gift, okay, is I can see the gifts in others. And I can teach pretty much all the spiritual gifts to help people get started. And then I'm very, very good at going, okay, you have totally surpassed me. You need to go over and see this person or this person, this person. So I always find it very, very interesting that when I get people on the phone, the first thing that when you talk, your guides are going, she's one of the tribe. She's one of the tribe. She doesn't believe it, but she is. So you're very intuitive. Wow. You're also an empath. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I can kind of feel what other people are going through.
Yes, but with you, you tend to absorb it. And that makes you ill.
Hmm.
Okay.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, that'll make you sicker than any butt, let me tell you. Yeah. Absolutely. So you tend to absorb it, and it kind of takes over. And people take advantage of you a lot. And don't treat you the way that you should be treated.
Yeah. That has happened.
Okay. You're also very, very good at reading energy and reading people. It's natural for you. Now, I'm not talking about talking to dead people or anything like that, because, and I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to make a whole lot of people mad, but let me tell y'all something. You do not need to be talking to dead people. Dead people have moved on. They have served their time. They are in heaven with their other passed on friends. They do not want to be bothered with us. And also, the other thing is, there is not a psychic on this planet that can control who they talk to when they are talking to people from the other side.
Right.
Okay? Because we're not meant to talk to people on the other side. That's why it's called the other side. Okay? Nothing
okay.
about that. But you're not meant to do that. You read people. You can see what's going on with them. It's an innate thing with you. It's not anything that you have to pull cards out for. It's not anything that you need to go running around with a bunch of crystals in your hands or anything. It's just what you do naturally.
So I don't think it happens all the time, though. I just think with
it
some people I pick up on
with you, okay, where it is a natural thing. You don't think it's anything special because you don't know any difference.
Right.
You have always been this way.
Yeah.
So when I say you're gifted, you're gifted. This isn't about tarot and all that type of stuff. This is about having a true, honest-to-God gift where you can see what's going on with people. If you follow that trail where what's going on with them, Spirit will show you how to help them. It's just like walking down a road. And that's a gift. Okay.
Well, how? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Ask the question.
I was going to say, how would I implement it? Say, go down the road with them.
The first thing that you need to do is learn how to do a reading, a proper reading. Okay. But when I say a proper reading, you and I are sitting here talking. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a reading. What I'm doing is a reading. That's what you need to do. Okay? You don't make it complicated. you talk to people. And the people that need you will find you. They will find you. They will find you. If you go on a website and you sign up on a website to do it online or whatever, people will find you. The ones that need to talk to you will find you. That's just how it works. Just how it works. Because you've got a big, big talent. And I don't know if you've ever listened to my show before, but I'm not the nicest person on the planet, and I really tell it like it is. I'm notorious for having a terrible bedside manner. So, I am. Okay, I'm probably the only psychic in the world who doesn't want repeat customers. If you paid me money to get advice from me, please do not call me 2 days later and ask me for the same advice, because I'm going to be mad. Okay, so when I tell you this is a gift, I mean, it is staring me right in the face. It's a very powerful gift. So how do you move on and survive? That's how. Okay.
So you said something about signing up on websites?
Yeah, you can go on websites. The one I'm on right now, I'm on Purple Garden, which I love because they do little insy-winsy videos, ones that are like 3 minutes, and you can have 24 hours to do them, or you can have an hour to do them. But you also have video chat that you can use, telephones, and regular chat. But you can do all or just a few of them. It's totally up to you. And they're great. I love them. Absolutely love them. Can't say enough good things about them. And it's very, very easy to sign up. But it's called Purple Garden. And they're super. Absolutely super. They'll walk you through setting up everything and how to do it, and good to go. And you can build a clientele very fast that way.
And
I have
how do you envision people calling me? What would they be saying that I would key into?
They're going to ask you questions mostly. I would say that 90% of my phone calls are relationship-oriented, okay? But you can also say that you specialize in, finance, career, spirit guide, spiritual destiny, whatever you feel drawn to, whatever you feel spirit is telling you to say, to do. You specialize in that. And it, because I can see you really, really doing well with like familial issues, and also helping people move forward, because you're facing that yourself. As is most of us are right now, because of all the crud that's gone on.
Right.
But you know how to move forward. And the thing about it with moving forward is that the main thing is it's just one step at a time. But you constantly move forward, even if it's just one step.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I know this wasn't what you were expecting.
No, and it's like, I don't feel really that strongly. I mean, I think after I know a bit about people and or their entanglements with others, I can see things, but I don't know
if
somebody calling me up and in 2 minutes on the phone, I would be a, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
You believe me. Yeah. Believe, it will take a little practice, but you have the skill set and you have the ability, you have the gift.
To read people, read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
you do. I see it. It's just like this shiny bright light staring right at me. So, food for thought.
Any
for
more
you.
Kind of training I should do?
You can, to start with, to be honest with you, you might want to get on Facebook and they have these things called Facebook Live. And you can practice on there.
Oh,
and people
God.
Will come to you for readings. Or you can take a class. I'm going to be teaching one in March. And there may be classes in your area. But I teach a class that is called Finding the Divine Within. And it's to help you connect with that divine connection that you have. And then once you embrace that, then you learn how to use your spiritual gifts, whatever that may be, because it's different for everybody.
So that's the type of class?
Mm-hmm.
Learning to get in touch with the divine within us?
Mm-hmm.
Our soul,
and
our highest...
that will also, yes, and that will also get you in touch with like-minded people.
Right.
Okay. Because that's a big part of it. It's a very diverse community. The spiritual community. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's all pink ponies and rainbow because there's some wackadoodle.
Yeah.
But there are also some. There are some amazing people. I have a friend named Marin Miura, who is a big deal in the dream world. And she and I met, oh my gosh, 25 years ago. And I cannot talk to Marin for a year, and I will pick up the phone and go, hey, what's going on? I was just thinking about you. And it's like we never stopped. It's like we talked yesterday. And that's the type of friendships that you can glean from that community. Because you're dealing with people who get it, who understand it. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Excuse me, thank you. Could I ask you real quick, this just came to me. I wonder if you would pick up on anything. I had a couple of friends that relocated several years ago, both coincidentally to different places in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about from time to time, and one in particular, she's at the time was very like-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're still around and if I could contact them. That one's name is Dorothy, and the other is Cassie.
Dorothy would love to hear from you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm getting a read on Cassie. I'm not. That doesn't mean anything. That just means I'm not supposed to see what is going on with her, and that doesn't mean anything either. So apparently they want me to focus on Dorothy, and yes, she would really like to hear from you.
Wow. Are you getting that she's still in Florida?
wherever she is, it's warm. So,
okay.
I'm
well,
in
I
Georgia
trust
and it's 23 degrees. Yeah. But yeah, she's still in Florida. Yeah.
Okay, good. So I trust that mm-hmm. there'll be a way for me to look her up online
mm-hmm.
and find the number.
Yeah.
Mhm. Awesome.
Okay.
Yes, right. Sounds like maybe I'm supposed to be in touch with her.
Yeah, it does. It might make things a little more, might cement things for you a little more.
Wow. Well, thank you. You have totally blown me away. And
oh, it's my pleasure. Anytime.
Okay.
Give me a call
we'll
in a couple of weeks and let me know what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Many
bye-bye.
Blessings and Happy New Year to you, too.
Many blessings and Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Well, that was interesting. I love talking to people who don't quite know that they're gifted yet. So that was wonderful. What a blessing for me. Let's see who's next on the phone. Good golly, you're on the air with good. Hi, you're on the air with good golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Stacy. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, Stacy. How are you?
Not bad. I talked to you about a year ago.
Okay. All righty. What can I do for you this evening?
Okay. Should I ask a question or should I see if there are any messages or anything I should know?
Why don't you ask me what's concerning you? And that way we're not guessing at what we, you know.
Okay. And I have a question in regards to a move. Do you mm-hmm. see me putting down a deposit, I would say, at the end of February or sometime in March?
March. March.
Hmm. The beginning?
Not February.
Middle. Okay. The middle of March?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's definitely
thinking.
Not February.
Okay, but I'm going to still continue to look. All right. So you said the middle of March.
Mm-hmm. Middle of March.
Okay, that's okay. Should I ask another question or just?
Sure, no. Right. Go right ahead. What is it?
Okay. In regards to a new job, I currently work. I'm looking for a new job as we speak. I just actually got my resume going, and I have someone helping me to make it more exciting. Do you see me doing job interviews in the month of February?
I do not. I do not see anything going on in that. I don't see any movement going on there for a couple of months. Okay. But this is a blessing for you because you're going to have a lot going on.
Because I have two jobs. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, with the move and the two jobs and everything, it's going to get very hectic very quickly for you.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the resume out there and, you know, getting your toe in the water is really great. And it will bring rewards later on. But February and March are very, very busy months for you. So don't overtax yourself by trying to get a new job and move and do all these other things.
Move has to be. I got to get this. I'm definitely taking the apartment. I have to take that. That's
mm-hmm.
imperative. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you
okay.
about the. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good day. So be careful with what's there's a lot of change coming in the air. And so be careful not to overwhelm yourself and put too much on your plate because it can get out of hand in a hurry. Okay? So let's go ahead and see what we can get with our next customer, client. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How can I help you?
Hi, Maui. Welcome back. This is Mary.
Hey,
and
Mary,
it's
how
nice
are you?
To hear you on the air again.
Thank you.
I wonder if you have any information for coming up for me, say, in the next couple months. It's been quite a rocky start to the year. It was a rough ending, so I just wonder if things are going to start getting better anytime soon.
Okay. Mary, choose between 1 and 5. How many, a number between 1 and 5 for me, sweetie?
3.
Okay. 3 it is. Okay, so let me do this real quick. Yeah, 2021 was supposed to be a better year than 2020, and it did not turn out that way. Okay. So let me pull these cards. Okay. Got 1, 2, and 3. All right. So, yes. The first card that I pulled for you is Fresh Approach. So that tells me that things are going to turn around for you, but you need to take a fresh approach to things, okay? Because there's some thinking that's not serving you well. There's some belief systems that are not serving you well anymore, and you really need to release those in order to move forward. But that being said, the second card is Catch Your Breath, and the third card is Be Spontaneous. And that's telling me that there's some good things going to be coming your way probably within this next 30 to 60 days. But they're going to be a little outside your comfort zone, Mary. So your guides are telling me, go for it.
What area especially?
I don't know if it's a job or a business venture or something like that that is coming down the pipe for you.
I'm retired.
Okay. So there's somebody's going to come to you with like a business opportunity, and it's not going to be one of those MLM, LuLaRoe, whatever thingy-wiggies, okay? It's going to be a real business opportunity, and it's going to be something that you can do. And and you're going to enjoy it. So they're telling me they're going, go for it, go for it, go for it, which is the Be Spontaneous part. So you tend to be very, very cautious.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been going a few times and taking chances.
And you get burned, and it hurts, and it stings a lot. And sometimes the consequences are not too swift.
Exactly.
But they're telling me that this will end up blossoming it into a new friendship for you, and also it's not going to make you rich by any means of the imagination, but it will bring in some extra income in for you, but it's also going to help you get out of this rut that you're in.
Okay? Right.
And it'll be fun.
Will I be physically able to do it? Because I have some health challenges going on.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's not physically taxing situation.
Okay.
It's going to be something that you're going to be able to do, but it will help you get up and on your way.
Oh,
okay.
Good. Sounds good.
Okay.
I just like the other lady, it made me think a friend of mine kind of ghosted me about a year and a half ago, and we were very close friends and never had any arguments or anything, and she was having a real hard time, and she just kind of faded out, never contacted me again. Do you pick up anything about a person named Crystal?
I'm seeing that she's laying low.
For that long? I mean, no contact, nothing?
So, yeah.
Wrong? Something happened?
No, you
had a feeling like maybe something big. I know a couple things that did happen. But
she tends to cut herself off from people when things get really bad.
That's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
And
she couldn't handle anything more than what was going on in her immediate circumstance. That's the
right.
feeling
and,
I got.
But she also, she really doesn't handle drama well. And none of
she
us like drama. Especially,
she doesn't handle drama.
No.
Yeah.
And
well, she went through
none of us like drama,
marriage
but she
of
really
business.
Has an issue. Yeah. So
yeah.
She tends
but
to
But it had nothing
really
to do with
up.
Me personally. Not
no.
personal.
No, no, no.
No, it was
no,
her.
No, no. Yeah, that's, it's what she, yeah. Yeah, she just.
Was she able
she
to
really,
pull herself together or get her life back together
she,
or anything?
She
kind of worried about her.
But she, I mean, her life is the way that she wants it right now, which
uh-huh.
is very, very quiet and very much to herself.
I understand. Okay. All right, but
okay.
it wasn't anything I did
no.
unconsciously.
No, no, no.
Oh, that's what I thought because we had a good friendship. And, you know, it felt like a family feeling, like a sister
yes.
kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad that she, you know, didn't come around anymore.
Yes.
Okay.
She just,
I appreciate
yeah.
that. And I do understand. That makes a lot of sense to me, Molly.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Fun.
I hope we hear
You're
you.
Welcome.
From now on, and I hope your year goes well. Thank you very
okay,
much,
thank you so Dave. Much. Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye-bye. Okay, we've got time for one more. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
How
are you?
I know, I guess the same as the last caller. Some couple of friends, like, faded away from me, and I don't know why or what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I know what couple of them they can't. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They get a hold of me. So I don't know who's doing what. That makes sense.
So I'm gonna use you as an example if you don't mind. Because there's something that's going on that I think, and you are an excellent example of this. So I'm the energy is shifting. Okay, we're having this global shift, and people who are not bringing positive things into your life are being removed. Okay. They're disappearing. They're going on their merry way. They're doing what they need to do. But people, this is, okay. So people who are not serving you well or who are not helping you move forward in life, the universe is putting them elsewhere. And it may be very hurtful because people just, like you said, are ghosting people. But it's because the universe is actually pushing them on to move on. Does that make sense? Hello?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Okay. So I'm sorry that they ghosted you. But know this, that it is for the best. Because they were keeping you from moving forward.
Got it.
Okay.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. All righty. So that's all the time we have tonight. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. I will be here every Wednesday for an hour at 8 p.m. And if you want to get a reading from me right now, you can go to Purple Ocean, and I'm on there, and I'll be happy to give you a reading. Y'all have a good night.